Welcome to the Alpha Girl Confidence Podcast, where we are empowering youth female athletes to play and live confidently. My name is Shay Haddo, and each week I will bring you new episodes to teach you the strategies and tools that you need in order to live a confident, empowered life, both on and off the playing field. Hey guys, what's up, and welcome back to the Alpha Girl Confidence Podcast. On today's episode, we are going to be talking about tryouts, all right? And I know that we're in the middle of February, and so tryouts isn't for quite a while, but I just had an experience where tryouts is fresh on my mind. So there may be some people listening that have tryouts coming up, but most people probably won't have tryouts till May. So make sure that you kind of bookmark, save this episode for you to review. But this is also just good things for you to remember and your practices as well, all right? So the reason why I wanted to talk about this today in February is because about 3 weeks ago or so, I helped coach the Sac Republic, which is a USL team here in Sacramento. I helped coach their open team tryouts. So it's for a professional team. They're, you know, 20 to 30-year-old males that were trying out. So I know that you're not a 20 to 30-year-old male. I mean, maybe you are. But this is going to be relevant no matter what sport you play, no matter how old you are, no matter if you're trying out for a club team, trying to try out for an open tryouts for a college team, or if you're trying out for a high school team, middle school team, whatever it is. All right. So as I was at these tryouts coaching, there was a few really big takeaways that I wanted to share with you today that I know are going to help you in your tryouts, but also just in your practices and, you know, anytime you're, you know, interacting with people, interacting with coaches and doing your thing on the field or the court. All right. So the number one takeaway that I got, and we're going to go through five, is how important the energy and the interaction with the coaches was. So from the very beginning of the tryout, like how players would come introduce themselves or not was so huge. So out of, you know, close to 100, maybe 80 players, I can count two of them that came up, shook all of the coaches' hands, said, "Hey coach, you know, my name is so-and-so," like only two. And of those two, I knew their name because they came up and they shook my hand. I knew what they looked like, right? I could tell what their energy was like they were ready to go. They were excited to be there. And so if you want to set yourself apart, like this is one of the most simple but powerful ways to set yourself apart is by going up to all the coaches, shaking their hand, introducing yourself. It's not like you have to have a conversation. You just have to say, "Hey coach, my name is so-and-so, excited to be here." Boom, that's it. And walk away and go warm up. Okay. So simple, but so powerful. And then also too, like not only at the beginning, but at the end, right? So at the end of the tryout, you know, instead of just walking away after, you know, we're breaking it down, like a couple of them more than at the beginning would come up and shake hands and just be like, "Hey, thanks, you know, see you tomorrow." So it's really important to do this at the end and the beginning. All right. Again, so simple, but most players, I don't know why, I guess there's a fear around it, won't do this thing. So I really encourage you to do this thing. And then speaking of the beginning, number two is to show up early and like actually warm up, actually prepare. Big no-no here is do not show up 5 minutes before the tryout to go check in and then just walk onto the field and start. Like, no, that is very unprofessional. And I know that if you're listening, you're probably not trying out for a professional tryout, but it's still unprofessional to show up 5 minutes early and just, you know, just go. Like you need time to warm up. You need time to prepare. So that's number one. But number two is don't just show up early and just stand there or talk to your mom or your dad. Like show up early and get juggling, get shooting, get passing, get moving, get stretching, whatever you need to prepare yourself. Like go do that, right? Because that was something that I was watching during that tryout was like, all right, who's here early? On the team, that the specific group that I was coaching, who's like doing their thing, seems like they have a good routine going on, because we're looking for professionals, right? We were looking for professionals to, you know, show up and join the team. And so make sure that number one, you're showing up early, but also that you're like actually warming up, moving, you know, whether that's by yourself or with other people, but show up early and start preparing. All right. Number three is the interaction and attitude towards others. So towards the people that you're playing with. Hey, and there was something so specific, which is why I put this on the list. And that when you're at a tryout, like there's going to be a lot of people that you don't know, right? So at this specific tryout, there wasn't any team, like people that really knew each other. It was probably 70, 80 strangers all just put into a group and having to play with each other, right? But one of the things that turned me off the quickest with a couple of the players was that they started arguing with each other. And it wasn't like productive arguing. It was just arguing and yelling across the field. And it was an immediate turnoff because I'm like, okay, they don't know how to interact with other people. Not that you can't disagree with other people, but there's a way to do it. And the way they were doing it, I was like, this probably isn't the good fit, right? So how you interact with other people, how you interact with teammates, right? And so on a positive side of that, there was a gentleman that he noticed that the two arguing and he stepped in, he kind of shut it down, had a conversation, and that really showed a lot of leadership. And he actually ended up being one of the better ones. So like, yes, talent is so important, but the things I'm talking about here are also just as important. Okay. So number one, don't be someone that likes to create drama and creates fights and argues, but can you be that person that, yeah, if you disagree with someone, that's fine. But can you do it in a way that you're not screaming across the field and being unproductive? Like there's a way to have a productive conversation if there's a disagreement. So I just really wanted to bring awareness to that, because I don't think that's something that's thought about at tryouts. A lot of time tryouts, you're just thinking about like me. It's all about me and showcasing my skills, but it's also like showing up to how are you going to be a good teammate, right? Because especially in women's sports, I mean, men's sports too, but especially in women's sports, it's so important to be a good teammate and to have good team chemistry. So if you show up to the tryout and show that you're not going to be a good teammate, like it doesn't matter how good you are. Like I've cut girls in the past, like when I was coaching a long time ago, because of the team dynamics, even though they were like really good. So that's a huge one. All right, number four, I think we're on number four. Is how you respond to mistakes, right? So I always say this because this is always such a huge fear, and it's totally understandable in tryouts that like I don't want to make a mistake. Well, as a coach, especially, I just did this 3 weeks ago with want to be professionals, that it's not about the mistake. I didn't care if they lost the ball, if they took a bad shot. Like I didn't care about that. I just cared how they responded to it. So if they lose the ball, I can picture in my head the ones that sprinted back and communicated with their teammates and got back involved with the play versus the ones that just threw their hands up, put their head down, and were like pouting. Like there was plenty of people that responded to mistakes in a positive way, but there was also quite a bit that would throw their hands up and kind of walk back and pout and be frustrated. Like that was something that I really, really took note of, and something that coaches are going to take note of as well, right? So don't be worried about the mistake, but be aware and conscious of how am I responding to the mistakes when I make a bad pass, when I take a not so great shot, when I get beat on defense. Don't worry about the mistake. Worry about how you're going to get back involved in the play, because coaches are really watching the work ethic and the attitude and the focus after you make a mistake. All right, so that's a huge one. And then last but not least is your willingness to play different positions, your willingness to, you know, try different things. So for example, we were mostly doing like, you know, small-sided scrimmages, and I had like 700 midfielders on the team, right? So I'd have to be like, hey, like, are you cool to go play defense, right? And most of them said yes, but there was a couple that were like, hey coach, actually, like, this is my position. And I'm like, okay, well, could you help me out a little bit, you know? And so just having a willingness, a willing attitude to like, if the coach asks you to go play in a different position, just be like, yes, coach, awesome. Like, I'm just excited to go play, like, right? So be willing to try different things, be willing to try a different position. And that doesn't mean that you can't like express, hey, this is my preferred position, but I'll play wherever you want me to play. You know what I mean? Like just that statement there of I'll play anything, but this is my preferred. This is where I feel like my strengths lie. Because sometimes a coach will see something in you where they're maybe like, oh, she said that she's a center back, but I think she could be really good as a center midfielder. You know what I mean? So just have that willingness and that open attitude, open mind to be able to, you know, try something new and get put in different positions in that new environment. All right. So I hope this was helpful for you. Again, these kind of, I would call these intangibles, meaning they're not always thought about. They're really important, but it's not about the skill. Like, it is about the skill and tryouts, but these things I'm talking about, like, even if you're not the most talented player on the field, you can still make an impact. You can still make a really good first impression and stand out if you do these five things. And if you do have the talent and you are one of the best and you don't do these five things, like, that's not going to help you. So regardless of how you feel about your talent and where you stack up against other people, which is a little bit harder to control, you do have control over all these things, which is one of the most important things about these five, right? Like, you have control over whether you go introduce yourself to the coaches. Anyone can do that. You have control over how you react and interact with other people. You have control over how you respond to mistakes. You have control over your willingness to play other positions. And you have control, somewhat of control, as far as when you show up to the field, how do you prepare, right? You don't always have control if you can't drive over, if your parents are late or not. So try to make sure that they're bringing you on time. But you do have control over, how do I show up when I do get to the field or get to the court? All right, so again, I know that it's not really tryout season for most. For some sports, it may be, but I know for soccer, it's not really. So whether you're, you know, ready for tryout season or whether it's in a couple months, make sure that you save this episode, because these are sometimes easy things to forget and things that can kind of get pushed on the side. So make sure that you review these and really implement these controllable things that you can do at tryouts to stand out and to put yourself in the best position to succeed. All right. Hope it was helpful, and we'll catch you next week. Take care.